We are learning Maseches Sanhedrin, Daf Mem Daled, Amud Aleph. We are starting 20 lines from the top. The first word on the line is Hamuraso, the Beskilo, right after that. We are continuing the Gemaras that talk about Achan, what Achan did. He took from the loot of Yericho, and no one knew about it. And because of that, on the next war against Ai, it says in the Pasuk, like 36 different Yiddish soldiers were killed. And it says Yeshua was very upset. And Hashem said, Chot Yisrael. And it turned out they made Geirolos, and it was Achan who took it. So it says in the Pasuk like this, Amalei Reish Galus L'Rav Huna. It says in the Pasuk, Vayikach Yeshua's Achan ben Zorach v'sakesef. So after Achan was Maida and was Misvada and confessed what he did, it says, Vigach Yeshua es Achan ben Zerach, ves HaKesef, ves HaHaderes, ves Loshon HaZov, ves Bonov, ves Bnoisov, his sons and daughters, ves Shoiroi, ves Chamoiroi, ves Soinoi, he took his animals, ves Oloi, ves Kosh, Loi, everything he owns, ves Chol Yisrael, Imoi, ves Yalu, Oysom, Emek Achan, and brought them to Emek Achan. As it says in the Pasuk, and the Gemara, and the Shiloh was, the race loose to Ezra Huna, said him, who chotov, he did a avera, so he brought him all, it looks like we brought everyone there to be killed. What did his sons and daughters do wrong? What's pshat with bringing them along to get the einish? Amalei v'letameich, and who chotov, if Achan did a chet, kol Yisrael ma'achotu, the chsiv, it says in the pasuk, v'chol Yisrael imoy. It doesn't only say banav v'naisav, it says v'chol Yisrael imoy. Elamai, they didn't come to get an einish, el l'redoysam. They just came to see what's going to be done to Achan in order to give them a lesson, teach them a lesson that this shouldn't happen again. Just like by Yisrael, Gantz Klai Yisrael came in order to be taught a lesson that this is what happens to someone who's over the words of Yeshua, takes from the loot. The family also came. So it says in the Pasuk that they Vayomer Yeshua Ma'achar Tanu Yakcha Hashem Vayomer Hazeh. They stoned him, Kol Yisrael, Evan, Vayisfu Oisam, Ba'esh, and they burned those things, Ba'esh, Vayisklu Oisam, Ba'avonim, and they circled Ba'avonim. So what's going on in this Pasuk? Amar Avina, Haroyu, V'fekta Barakasha, B'tarti, they did it both, Avonim and Srefa, he gave him Skila and Srefa, Amar Avina, Haroyu, Srefa, Srefa, Haroyu, Skila, Skila. And Rashi explains, we know he got Skila, that we learned that from Naira Marasa, in yesterday's shir, right before this Gemara, that he got skila. Now, on his other possessions, some of them got sreifa. The kesef, zahav, the gold, silver, and begadim all got burnt. And the royal skila, which is him, the shar, and his behemoths, they all got skila. They got skila. The Pasuk says that he confessed and he said he stole certain things. And what did he steal? It says, va'era bashal, I saw in the loot, Aderes Shinar, read the whole Pasuk. Aderes Shinar, he saw a scarf. Shinar Pashas means from Bavel. He saw a Babylonian scarf. Achas Toiva, beautiful Babylonian scarf. Umasayim Shkolim Kesef, and 200 shekel Kesef. Uloshoin Zov, and a tongue of gold. Echot Chamishim Shkolim Shkoli, weighed 50 Shkolim. Ve'echmadim, and I desired it. Ve'kochem, ve'hinem Tumunim Ba'orez, Besoich Oli, and he told Yeshua, you know where it's hidden? In my tent. In the ground, by kesef tachter, and the kesef is under that. And it says in the pasuk, by yikachum teich oil, by yivayim Yeshua, by kol bnei Yeshua, by atzikum fnei Hashem. That's what the pasuk says. So let's see the more inside. By erev shol adaras shiner, echas toivam masayim shkolim kesef. Rav Amar, what was the adaras shiner? It's the law of the milsom. It was a talis of very pure wool. This wool that when the sheep was born, they covered that sheep until it got older, and the wool that comes out was never ever was tested by the elements. It was completely covered, and that's why it's such a good, high quality wool, a very expensive wool. V'shmul amar sarvel trifa had a certain color. It was a color of alum, maybe a red color. Had a certain beautiful color, and that was special about the Sederes Shinner. It says that Yeshua took it by atzikum lefnei Hashem. And he placed it down, he threw it down in front of Hashem. Omer Rav Nachman, what was pshat in these words? Yeshua threw it down on the ground in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Omer Lefan Rav Nishalem, Elu Tehareg Rubash HaSanhedrin. On this he killed Rav HaSanhedrin, 36 people, Rav HaSanhedrin. The Chassid says in the Pasuk, Vayakum Hem Anchi Ai Kishloish Mishish. The Anshi Ai, which was the next war, the people of Ai killed 36 people. But Tanya went to the Braisa, Shloishim Mishishim Ma, Mr. Rabbi Yehuda, who those was Taka 36 soldiers were killed from the Eden? Someone say 36, says like 36 people. Elo, Rabbi Nechemi learns there was one person, was there, Yar Bar Menashe, Shoshokul Keneged Ruv Sanhedrin, who is the god of Adar, and he was Shokul Keneged Ruv Sanhedrin, and therefore it says Kish Shloishim Shishish, but the one who got killed, Taka, was not 36 people, it was Yar Bar Menashe. Omar of Nachman Omar Rab, my dechsev, what's behind the pasuk in Mishlei that says, Tachnunim Midabe Rosh, that a poor person talks softly, Va'osher Yana Azais, and a rich person talks very stark, like a haughty. So the Gemara Darshins, Tachnunim Midabe Rosh, Zeh Moshe. Moshe is considered a Rosh, a poor person. Why? So Mashal explains because he wasn't Zeicha to capture Eretz Yisrael. Va'osher, which is referring to Yeshua, was Zeicha to capture Eretz Yisrael, Yana Azus. Zeh Yeshua. And the pasuk is saying, the way we're asking the pasuk is that Moshe Rabbeinu talked softly to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but Yeshua talked very strongly to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now we're trying to find which parts of Yeshua's words were considered azos, considered very strong. My time, where do you see this? Ilam Hashem d'chseva yitzikum fnei Hashem. Is it because we're saying Yeshua is Asher Yana Azos because it's v'yitzikum fnei Hashem? V'am Rav Nachman b'av v'chavtom fnei Hamakayim. And it says that he threw these pieces of loot in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and said, with this is the people deserve to die. So Gemara asks, we find Pinchas talked that way. Pinchas did not talk that way. But it says in the pasuk, "Yamid Pinchas vayifalo atatzam agefa." It says the pasuk. This pasuk is actually in Tehillim that says, "Vayamid Pinchas vayifalo atatzam agefa." What does vayifalo mean? Vayamid Pinchas vayispalo. And I'm going to say Davin el vayifalo. Mlam is also plilos mkayna plilos lashon of din. He did din with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Bava chaptam from Yamakim. He took Zimri and threw them from the Yamakim. Zimri and Cosby. Should 24,000 people of Klal Yisrael die because of this? So if that's the taina on Yeshua, that we find the same thing that Pinchas did it also. So why picking out Dafka Yeshua is the one who is saying is a Dava Azaz? Really, you find Pinchas did the same thing because he threw Cosby and Zimri in front of Akaris Baruch and said, for this thing I die. So really, Mashah asks that, well, what's the dimyan? It says, Yeshul Daktik, the Vadai Le'el Gavi Achon, Shleichot Elohu, Shalachum Nacherim, only he did Avera Shapik Kamal, Elu Yipul Rubin Shalhedrin. Avahachab Azimri, Shechoptam Pinchos Afrei Amakoim, it wasn't only then, it was Kfar Rab Menom Chotu. A lot of people did the Avera, said they were all doing Avera. So he answers the Mashah that since you see the Magefa stopped as soon as Pinchas killed Cosby and Zimri, Vice Toys was because of them. And that's why he placed in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and said, these are because of this, you're gonna have all this Einish to Klai Yisrael, the Magefa because of this. But in any case, that's not Idaba Azus because you find on Yeshua, because you find Pinchas did the same thing. So to Gemara Vel Mahacha away from this Pasuk. It says, which we have to read this whole pasuk, that when when I killed out some from Klal Yisrael, so Yeshua was very upset, and Yeshua fell on his face, and he was very upset. And it says, "Vayemri Yeshua, oh Hashem Alekim, Loma Ivarta Hivres Amazes Yarden. Why did you take us across the Yarden into Eretz Yisrael? Losis Hashanu Biyada Amayri Lahavidenu, to put us in the hands of Amayri to kill us, to destroy us, to make us lost, be us lost. V'lu oyalnu v'neish v'yav yarden. Halavai, you would have left us on the other side of the yarden." That was Yeshua's words. So maybe somewhere in that sentence, there's a taina on Yeshua. V'el ma'alcha, lama havarta hevers omazes yarden. So that's what we're saying, that Yeshua did have azas. You say Moshe spoke tachnun, and Moshe also said such a lashon. We had in Parashat Shemos, lama ari ois lama azah, that when Moshe Rabbeinu went to Paroi, and Paroi not only didn't let the Eden go out of Mitzrayim, he made it harder for them to work. He said, "You can't not give you Tevet anymore." So it says, Moshe complained to Hashem, lama ari ois lama azah. So you see the same thing, that Moshe complained also. So why is Yeshua more azas than Moshe? Elam ha'cha, these are the words that are azas. Velu ha'andu v'neishu ve'eva yarden, which means that Yeshua said we should have stayed the other side of the yarden. Which Rashi says, mashma shetoyvo yolonu so lekayim mitzvay secho shamart lonu kum avaras yarden, and that already was as that was a taina. It says in the psukim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to Yeshua and says, right after Yeshua has this complaint, Vayomer Hashem el Yeshua, Kum loch, lama zeh ata noifal panecha. Pashut says, stand up, why are you falling on your face? But the Gemara darshins, Kum loch means it's because of you. It's from you. Kum loch, it's b'shvilcha that this thing happened. Vayomer Hashem el Yeshua, Kum loch, darsh rab, shilo, omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu, shiloch kashem eshlehem. Your aver is worse than theirs. Ani amarti, I said, "V'hoyo ba'avrchem es hayarden." The minute you pass over the yarden, the kimu, you should put up stones and teach them the Torah. Va'atem richaktem samach mil. You waited 60 mil, and Rashi explains 60 mil. Har gris ma'evil are 60 mil away from the yarden, and that is where it was a kimu es avonim. Frank Toisvis, the pasuk says that you should do that by har grizin var evil. So what's the taina exactly on Yeshua? Look at Toisvis Masva Atem. It says v'yeshal tumaya. Look at din also. Doksiv ha'yib avrachem es yarden. The kimo savanim elash or nechim mitzav eschem v'yem har evil. Ma yochel asos. So Toisvis, the end of Toisvis has episoteris that he could have made two piles and called one har evil har grizim. He could have done it right away. Ayin shom. It was a taina in Yeshua, but the Gemara says it's not. Huh? Where it was, yeah, it's true. They're very good. So Taisus Bishop that it was closer than the Echrami. But Ayin Shom, Ayin Taisus. Taisus handles that. You're very good. But Ayin Taisus. Kitza, the Gemara says that the Shmor slogs this up anyway. The Gemara says, Bost the Nofak, after he left, Rav Shil left, Oikim Rav Amayor Lo Adarash, it says in the Pasuk regarding Yeshua, it says, Kasha Chiva Hashem es Moshe Avdoi, Kain Tziva Moshe es Yeshua, just like whatever Hashem told Moshe, Moshe told Yeshua, v'chein osh Yeshua lehesir davar mekol asher tziva Hashem. He did not do, it's Moshe, he did not change anything from what Hashem taught Moshe. So it can't be that putting the brachas and kolis and the tekimus avonim in Har Griz Ma'eva was a taina, because it says in the pasuk he did everything kedin. M'keimata m'kumloch omalei ata garam telehem. Behind you was at the ground lamb, which means you should not have made a cherim in Yericha. Who told you to make a cherim in Yericha? And that was the tain on him. Behind the kamalei ba'ai, that's why by the next war, the successful war in Ai, it says, v'asisa la'ai ulamalka kasher asisa li Yericha ulamalka. Rak, it says in the pasuk, it's not printed in the Gemara, rak shlolo uvehemta tavoizu lachem, to take it for yourself. So you see, change that. That's what he changed, because that was the tain you should not have made a cherim. Now the Masha asks, what do you mean? We have a four that Moshe made a cherim also. We have that Achan took from four the cherims of Moshe, if you want man the Yama. So Moshe made a cherim. So the Masha answers that at that time you weren't chayef in the stories yet, and therefore you could take a chance by assuring the loot. But here, where we said after they leave come to the Yarden, Klai Yisrael is responsible even for hidden things that people do, you should not have made the loot also. You should not have done such a thing. It says further, it says in a different place in the Pasuk, Vahi b'yayt Yeshua b'richa, once we dash some psukim in Yeshua, dash more psukim, and the following Gemara is found in Maseches Megillah as well. Vahi b'yayt Yeshua b'yericha, v'yisa einov, he was in Yericha, v'yisa einov, v'yar v'hine ish oymeid l'negdoi, he sees all of a sudden at night, someone comes to him, v'char b'shluf v'yad, he has a big sword in his hand, v'yayach Yeshua lo, v'yayim loy, halonu atom l'tzereinu, he asked him, are you to us or for the enemies? So the Gemara's question is, no, so he answers, and this person answers, V'yirma lo, yikani sar tzva Hashem, I'm a malach, ata basi. V'yipo Yeshua apona, v'arntzo yishtachvu, v'yishtachvu, v'yirma lo, mo adoini medaber al avdoi. That's the pasuk. So the Gemara asks, Heichi avid hachi, how could Yeshua bow down and say hello to this person if l'chayra, maybe he's a shade. You now say hello to your friend at night. Maybe he's a shade. So how could this thing? So the Gemara answers that Yeshua knew he was not a shade. How do we know? Because he said the name Hashem. And we know, Shani Hospital, Sar Tzva Hashem Atabasi. Maybe he's lying. Gemiri, we have a Kabbalah, Mafke Shem Shemayim Levatala. Sheil would not say Shem Shemayim Levatala. So the story was that he came, this Malach came, and Yeshua said, are you Lanu or Lemtzerenu? He says, no, I'm Malach Hashem and Atabasi. And the Gemara Darash is like this. Omalei, on top of Omabez, Omalei, the Malach tainted to Yeshua, Emesh, Betal, and Tomash, and Rabbayim, which means this past evening, we're at night already, I mean, a few hours ago, it was Ben Abayim, you missed Tomas Ben Abayim, you were out at war, and you missed that. But actually, now that you're back in the camp, you also been Vat Talmud Torah. So it's a tain on you. So Yeshua asked him, Izman Basi, which one do you come for? Amalei, Ata Basi, I'm coming for the one now, for Torah. Miyad, Vayon Yeshua B'layla, who, B'Sech Emek, right then, Yeshua slept b'leilahu v'secha emik. When we tie it, she means it's not clear exactly where this pasuk is, but it's lama amka shalacha. Just a few things. How do we know that the question was that the taina was Tomas Shavrein Abayim and Taira? So Tosfos Masechtas Megillah says that halonu imla tzareinu. That was a question. Yeshua asked him halonu or tzareinu. So halonu is referring to Taira. Taira tziv halonu Moshe. So do you come for Taira or tzareinu? Tzareinu is of our enemies, the kabbonis are to protect us from the enemies. So the question was, are you here for the kabbonis or for the Torah? And he says, no, atabasi, which Tosis learns, atabasi means not only it means the thing that happened now, it says Rashi learns in Megillah, but atabasi means that the Torah that says, that's what it's referring to. So the Pana Vezra famously asked, why didn't he answer, Lanu, I came for Lanu. The question was, Lanu and Serena, why is it atabasi? So, The Pazra basically answers is that there's one way of learning Torah is Torah Tziv Alon Moshe. Another way of learning Torah is Va'ata Kisukam is Ashira Hazois. Learn Torah via Ashira. It's like a song. So that was the tain on them. They learned Torah, but they didn't learn Torah like Ashira. That was the problem. Va'ata Basi. They didn't learn Torah with the Geshmak, with the Shira, with the Shira of Torah. I and the famous Panav Zerav. Akabonim, the bottom line is that the Yeshua says the tain was that the Vatal Torah. And therefore, right away, he went to learn Torah. And the pasuk of Yom Yeshua B'Lailahu is not really a pasuk anywhere. It's a mix of two psukim. And exactly when that was also, look at Tosfos Megillah. But it's not for our sugya. Amar Rav Yechonah, Malam and Shalom V'Umka Shal Halacha. V'Amar Rav Shmuel, Onya Meshmei D'Rav Gidol, Talmud Torah Yosa. You see from here, Talmud Torah Yosa Ma'akrovas Tamidim. You see, Talmud Torah is bigger than Godol Talmud Torah. I skipped the word. Amar Rav Shmuel, Onya Meshmei D'Rav Godol Talmud Torah Yosa Ma'akrovas Tamidim. That Talmud Torah is bigger than Akravas Tamidim, Shnema Atabasi, came for the Torah, it's more important and it's bigger than Kabbalas.